of a whole with different feelings to evolve. Giving distinction to the role, different players, different strokes.
But let me tell you.
Well, good morning, everybody. Welcome to the WPTF Weekend Gardener. Mike Raley here. We are at J.E. Wumble and Sons, and thinking about coming down here for weeks and weeks. We have so much fun here. We always do. We're in Lillington, and we had a great time. We'll talk more about that. Great time driving down through this pretty part of the country. But there's a lot going on here, and there is every day. And Miss Sue is with us. Hey, Sue.
Good morning.
How are you?
Wonderful.
So you got us all heated up over here with fire. It's such a beautiful time of the year.
Yes, those are
cool outside.
Those are Heatmaster logs from Anger, North Carolina. So they're made American made, made in Anger.
Anger.
Oh, wow.
Had no idea.
Well, and you sell them here too, right?
Yes. We do.
Y'all sell everything here, don't you?
We do. We sell, and we get them hooked up for you. They're really nice, as you can see.
Yeah. Well, see, one of the things is it's been a little bit of a problem for people to find gas logs now. Some of my friends have not been able to find the gas logs.
Well, tell them to call J.E. Wombles.
And, yeah. I will. I will. That's
if they don't have it.
That's right. I'm so glad to know.
Yes.
Well, that's Phil Campbell, by the way, and Brother Rufus down the way. So, Sue, do you have any special things going on today or any special sales?
Everything at Womble is on sale. Whatever you need. We got steel is on sale. Carhartt is 20% off. We got new lines of Carhartt for the kids, and we got the rain jackets, we got the toboggans, we got the extra tough boots, we've got muck boots, and we got extra tough on sale, as you can see in the middle of the floor right there. So those are, they make great gifts for you, the grandkids.
They really do, and they come in really handy for gardening.
Yes, and we're having a great sale on that, and so everybody listening, just come on down.
Have you restocked your case knives over here?
Yes, we've had a pretty good run on those too.
That's a very nice case that they're in too.
Yes.
I mean, it's a beautiful display.
Yes,
it is. So they're collectors.
Yes, they are.
And so that's and Christmas is not too far away.
It's not. Oh my goodness.
So there's so many things in here, and we're on one side of the place. I don't know what y'all have appliances here.
Yes,
we have Wilmington grills.
Yes, we have Wilmington. We have Traeger. We have in our appliance line our Speed Queen washers and dryers, which is a hot commodity.
I hear so many good things about Speed Queen products.
They're like commercial.
Yes, and Speed Queen is pretty much like steel. You have to have a mechanic that can work on it before they allow you to sell it.
Right.
So we have some pretty good deals coming on. So everybody listening, good morning, and come on down.
And what about the – don't go yet, Sue. you have a lot of gardening products, and I know you have Phil was talking about the steel lawnmowers.
Yes, steel makes a lawnmower now.
Electric or battery powered lawnmowers, but you have some big ones out there too that are made by other companies.
That is Bobcat. That's out by the road, and we've got Ferris. We've got Husqvarna, whatever you need, we've got it.
Are you doing rentals or just sales on the big equipment?
We do just sales.
Just sales. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yes.
Just checking.
Just sales.
And you, of course, have fertilizers and
yes,
all of that, too.
We're still doing the 10-10-10. We're still doing the gardening soils. And people still buying turnip seeds and seven times.
Oh, yeah.
And
it's been so dry.
Yes.
You know, if we get just a little bit of rain, I'm going to throw some I've got mustard greens and turnip greens I'm going to throw out probably today when I get home.
But like I was saying earlier, anybody who wants good turnip greens and good collards, come see Mr. Leon Powell.
All right.
And he was here with his 57 Chevrolet.
Yes.
Yeah,
yes.
That was just that's a cool ride.
Yes, and nice. Mr. Leon's a great guy.
Older people,
he go out and pick theirs and take it to them.
Oh, wow.
Yes, he's a really, really a great guy.
So if I would just wanted it, one screw and one bolt, y'all would sell that to me?
Yes, sir. We sure do.
How about
From
that?
Metric to standard.
It's overwhelming how many mm-hmm. screws in different mm-hmm. sizes y'all have.
And, yes.
Now, if I needed a drill, what line of drills would you have?
DeWalt.
Here? DeWalt, mm-hmm. okay. Another DeWalt, great name.
DeWalt, Porter Cable, same company.
Wow, okay. Mm-hmm. Well, you just need to come out here. We're in Lillington. What's the address, Sue?
805 West Front Street.
Yeah,
easy
to
find. Come on down.
Yeah, that's right. Keep going west, where you
Sanford.
End up.
Sanford.
You end up in Sanford.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yep. But don't go that far.
Or you end up Broadway, too, don't
yes,
you?
Broadway, yeah. Sanford. But just stop right here
That's
at 805
right.
West Front Street.
I want to hear those squeals screaming out there when you put on brakes.
Yes.
You stop right
yes.
here.
So let me tell you my favorite product of steel. The little handheld 6-inch chainsaw.
Oh, yeah, that's
yes.
the greatest.
I never walk around the yard without it.
There's always something to cut down.
Yep.
Yeah, that is, that's real popular at Christmas, too. A lot of people buy it and give it as gifts. But that's a real little handy tool. It really is.
Oh, man.
It sure is.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. I love mine.
Well, Sue, you're so informative. How long have you been here? 20-some years?
Almost going on 25 now.
Wow. Mm-hmm.
Congratulations. Mm-hmm. How about that? Well, thank you, and we'll call on you if we can catch you.
All right.
All right. That's Miss Sue. Yeah. And that's Rufus right there.
Sue
and we
does
got Erica
great
Gallion,
job.
Who has an extraordinary program with the legislature.
Oh, it's a wonderful program. And she's real helpful, too, on the board of the Super Kids, and does a fantastic job of that, rounding up those kids, get them, they're all going to be there. October the 29th, Wednesday, at Pam's Restaurant, and we're looking for a good crowd, and already have had a wonderful reception of people saying they're coming. We got the mayor coming, Janet Cowell.
Good, we talk some gardening.
Yeah, and we think Attorney General Jeff Jackson
nice.
Coming.
Very good.
And
tell us about the criteria for students, parents listening.
We pick kids, as Erica knows, because she supplied two or three of them, kids who have overcome some adversity, and yet they strive on. They would not be able to go to college without our help. And we've been so lucky. Out of 128 kids, we've only lost two. Over all that amount of time of 30-some years, and I'm sure that no other organization can boast of that.
Right.
And Phil has been so big, and you in the Super Kids. And as I said, Erica knows all about it. She's going to make it successful. And we have chosen a couple of her kids in her program that have become one. You need to talk, Erica, about our one star, the wonderful, wonderful little lady who happens to have a handicap, but she's overcome that and takes every prize for scholarship, every prize for this or that, and we're so proud of her. So here is Erica Gallion.
Good morning. Thank
morning,
you for having
Erica.
Me.
How are you?
I'm sorry, I'm not going to be able to stay long with you. I've got to go work an auction this morning for Ammon's auction.
Are you an auctioneer?
No, my father was, and this is something we did together.
Oh,
and
wonderful.
I still go and help Ben Ammon's at Ammon's auction. So that's where I'm headed when I leave here. Luckily, it was close by, so I could scoot down the road.
Good.
But the student Rufus is talking about, I'm not going to call her name, but she... Unfortunately, 10 years ago, she had some issues, and she became paralyzed.
Oh, my.
And she is now in a wheelchair, and that young lady does not let that wheelchair define her. She defines that wheelchair. And she has just been outstanding. She worked hard in high school. She is at that school.
Oh, go ahead now.
Carolina,
say it.
Carolina. And she graduated 2 years ago, and she will actually graduate Carolina in May of next year and start working towards her master's in doing rehabilitation.
Oh,
that's what
wow.
her goal is.
Perfect.
To be an orthopedic therapist.
My goodness.
And so she just doesn't let anything slow her down. She's a spitfire, and she's just a wonderful young lady. I often tell her a lot of times when I grow up, I want to be like her.
Yeah.
Because she just has a determination and an ability that you just don't see in young people anymore.
No,
she doesn't let anything slow her down, and she's just an awesome young lady. And as Rufus said, she worked hard trying to get scholarships, and she didn't just say, oh, I'm a super kid. She was out there working and trying to get scholarship. She actually interned not this past summer, but the summer before at the General Assembly. And this past summer, she interned in Mebane, North Carolina, at a farm that helped with students with disabilities.
Nice.
So she is truly a go-getter, and I'm just so proud of her. I'm proud of all the students, but because I have a connection with her, she's just a little special to me.
Yeah. And tell us about what you head up with that legislative program.
We have a program that gives high school seniors an opportunity to come in and be legislators for the weekend. They get an opportunity to debate bills, talk about the bills. And not only that, they get an opportunity to meet with a lot of legislators. They come in, and Rufus, bless his heart, I asked him 10 years ago to come help, and he's still there with me every year. I think Rufus keeps coming because they treat him like a rock star.
Well, he is.
Well, you know, these kids often say they do a better job than a lot of the legislators. They do their homework. They debate. And it's an inspiration to be around them. I have to be on my Q's and T's and P's to keep up with them.
Yeah.
So, and Erica demands discipline. And demand civility.
That's something we should start doing on this show.
Yeah. So her program has influenced so many lives, and it's well worth if you've got a kid out there, you need to get a hold of Erica, and she can tell you how to get a hold of her. And they just have a weekend that is something they never forget.
Tell us how to get in touch with
they can call me at 919-301-1372. I had a student one time to say, there's a few reasons you end up going to YLA. Number one, your mama told you and you just had no choice. Number two, your friends encouraged you to go. Or number three, you had an interest in government and you went. He said, but it didn't matter what got you there, you kept coming year after year.
Yeah.
And it's so funny, the young lady we were just talking about, her mother encouraged her to go. And by encouraged, she said, you will go. Went the first year, wouldn't speak. The next year, she spoke a little bit more. And when she became eligible, she actually said, I'm going to run to be speaker. And she ran. She had to campaign. She ran to be speaker. And she was speaker, like Speaker of the House for the program that weekend.
Nice.
And it was so funny to watch her go from the first time she was there, wouldn't even ask me where the bathroom was, to now she's running the program for the weekend. And we see that in so many students, and it's so great. And Representative Howard Penny, I have to give a shout out to him because he always comes and he always helps. And usually if they're one of my students and they're looking for an internship, all I've got to do is tell them I've got a student. And he gets to know these students, and he will usually jump
well, maybe,
real quick.
Maybe, Erica,
him.
We can encourage Representative Penny to come by today. If he's
on
listening.
The tractor all day, playing dry.
Okay.
He's got to feed the cows.
Okay.
Well.
So I had already let him know, but
God
he's
bless
on
him.
The tractor.
Yeah.
And this year, I actually have to say, I had 4 students interning this past summer at the General Assembly, and I'm very proud of that.
It's nice step after step.
Yeah.
Get you a long way.
Now, I have one young man. He graduated in March, and he started the auditor's office in April. So I'm very proud of him.
Erica, thank you very much.
Thank you, and it's great to see y'all. Now I'm going to head.
Good luck on y'all.
Head out. To the other job and go help Ben Ammons.
All right. All right, we'll be back from J.E. Wumble and Sons in Lillington. You're on the WPTF Weekend Gardener. We're back on WPTF for the Weekend Gardener. We're at J.E. Wumble and Sons in Lillington.
I got a question.
And
we've got
Congressman Bob Etheridge with us here. Morning, Congressman.
Good morning. It's an honor to be with you guys.
Honor
thank you.
To have you here. You're all decked out for something at Campbell University, aren't you?
Today's homecoming, and I thought I'd run over for a little while and bit. But, you know, it's like one of those things. We got homecoming there, and Faith got something with a class reunion. My grandchildren want to go to Fayetteville for something, and you know what I'm going to do this afternoon? I'm going to Fayetteville.
When are you going to the
like
fair? Got to go to the fair.
Well, hopefully, you know, either tomorrow or one day next week.
I'll tell you, Thursday.
Got to do the fair.
Thursday, there were even a lot of people out there. So.
Oh, I went to Raleigh yesterday afternoon.
Oh,
that was a mistake. It went up US-1.
Yeah.
And I should have had to go up 401 up to North Raleigh. And I thought, I made a mistake.
Yep.
I got to Apex, and it was creepy crawly all the way to the bypass.
Yeah.
Yep.
Believe it or not, we think we saw people going to the fair when we left. My house.
I mean,
this morning.
There was a lot of traffic.
Oh, I can believe that.
Trying to find a parking place.
I can believe that.
Well,
weather is just ideal for the fair, and golly,
we just need rain.
But you know,
it
yeah,
so
Congressman, it what is this doing to the farmers? Now they can't irrigate some of them.
Well, most of them. I mean, most farmers in North Carolina, because they're small farmers.
Yeah.
Even though they're large producers, in some cases, they rent or lease multiple farms.
Yeah.
And in many cases, unless you're east of I-95 down in probably in the north, some in Jones, a few other counties, maybe Nash, lower end, and Edgecombe, they don't have center pivots. So it's tough. You know, we're pretty much in a drought for most of the state now.
Yeah.
Yep.
As you well know.
Yeah, Raleigh, severe drought.
And I was looking at a piece they gave out last night for Farm Bureau just for Harnett County. And my numbers may be off. But the production costs 17 through 22, and it's worse from 22 till this year. Cost of production is up like, I don't know, 3-4 times as much as the income. Income was up like 8% in Harnett County from all farm commodities. Expenses were up like 55% or 60%. I mean,
that's a schedule
for disaster. That was through 22. This year it's even worse because farmers are facing almost an Armageddon. Bean prices are down. Corn prices are down.
We just noticed all those soybeans sitting out in the field.
And we don't produce as many as they do in the Midwest. And they have no market for it because China's pulled out of the market through the tariffs. They bought the stuff from other places. Tobacco prices. China is not in the market this year. They are the big market maker. And they were buying, I don't know, depending on the numbers you use, anywhere from 46 to 48 to 55% of every pound of flue cured. So that means the overall price for tobacco should have been bringing $240, $250. It's bringing anywhere from $1.85 to
$2.05.
That's a disaster for agriculture.
We're going to take a break, Congressman, if you have time to stick around
sure.
just a minute here on the WPTF Weekend Gardener at J.E. Wumble & Sons in Lillington with Weekend Gardener. We're back on WPTF's Weekend Gardener, 834 at J.E. Wumble & Sons in Lillington this morning. Had such a nice drive down, Congressman Etheridge. And, you know, I was so optimistic about corn this year. It was had such a bad year last year, but it seemed to have petered out a little bit. Didn't turn out as well as
everybody was hoping.
No, Mike, you had good weather early on, and, yeah, and had a, probably for us a better than average production year. Only problem is prices are in the tank in corn as well.
Yeah.
So if you price your production's up, prices are down. You know, when prices are 40, 50, 60% higher than they've been 4 years ago, and prices are down, it's tough. Let me ask you these gardeners here a question. My Faye gave me this morning and said, please ask Rufus this question. She said, our ginger lilies are blooming now. When should we fertilize, and what should we fertilize with?
Never.
Don't fertilize.
The last thing a ginger lily needs is some fertilizer. I have some still blooming, the orchid-like ones.
Yeah.
And Mike likes the ginger-colored ones. And Phil has got all kinds of ginger lilies.
Yeah, I saw some of the fair yesterday.
And you need to divide them occasionally because they do divide. They do multiply very rapidly. And they're a good thing to stick where nothing else will grow.
But the reason they're blooming so well is because they haven't been fertilized.
Yeah, uh-huh. and it's dry. They get moisture from the irrigation.
Yeah, but still, they
well, they're under
well.
Stress, so they bloom.
Yep.
Yeah.
Trying to.
Well, Faith said, be sure and ask that question. They will know the answer.
That's right.
She doesn't ask me because I'm not into that. That's not my strong suit.
Now, Rufus has a ginger lily that he brought over from Hawaii.
About 30 years ago, it has a purple bloom.
Wow.
And I have to take it in, though, of course, because of the climate.
But it's lasted a long time.
It's a little three or four stalks that it's a surprise thing. People say, what in the world is that? And I say, it's a ginger lily. Wow. A Hawaiian ginger lily.
It's not a corn stalk.
There you go.
Well, she can rest easy. She doesn't have to do anything.
She will appreciate that answer.
Yeah, that's right.
One of her friends gave it to her a couple of years ago, and it just
they're beautiful.
Yeah,
they really are.
They truly are. They like sun, and that's about all you have to do.
Yeah. Well, Faye will appreciate that because she's into the garden bit. I just use the hoe and whatever I have to do to help her, and she gives direction.
If it involves equipment, because you're a good equipment driver.
That's right.
Yeah, can't get a tractor in a ginger lily patch.
That's right.
So,
it's all manual labor.
So we were just talking off the air about some of the issues that are going on with farmers and some of the nurseries and garden centers and things.
Oh, and I hear from them, too.
Okay.
I've heard from a lot of my friends in the gardening area and nurseries, and they're under stress as well.
Yeah.
I mean, their cost of stuff have gone up exponentially, and they can't increase their prices to compensate, because if they do, they're losing customers. Mm-hmm. And that's happening in a lot of – and all these things are now starting to cascade. And I'm really fearful about where we're going to be come, say, January, February next year.
Well, you know, Bob, people forget that the largest industry in North Carolina is the agro-commercial industry.
Absolutely.
They seem to forget that. And you were talking a while ago about losing family farms. Mm-hmm. I remember when we had the wonderful 80-acre farm outside of Boone, and it was a sad day, but there came along, and they wanted to put a high school there, and my mother, we wanted to make sure she was well taken care of, and we had to give it up. And you cannot condemn farmers for, like one of our gentlemen going to come on the moment, he said, farmers don't have any 401ks, they don't have retirement.
That's right.
That little piece of land they've had for years is their little hope.
That's right.
And
they got to make it work.
Desert. Right.
No, they don't have, you're absolutely right. They have no choice, and that is their retirement. I talked with a farmer down in Wayne County, called me the other, pretty good sized one. He's in his early 70s. He said, I had such a bad year, I can't have another one. He said, if I keep farming, I'm going to farm away my equity. I'll have no retirement. He said, I'm considering not farming again. Well, every time a farmer drops out, it's awful hard to get it. You know, we talk about getting young farmers in, and I was with USDA and even in Washington. Work so hard to get young people in. It is hard to get young people engaged in agriculture.
Right.
Why? Because there's so much uncertainty on the farm.
They don't see the future.
Right.
And if you work all year and all of a sudden you have no control over your income, You only have control over your expenses, and there's a limit to how many expenses you can cut.
All right.
Guy told me the other day, he said, I can't lay my people off.
Congressman, thank you so much for joining us this morning.
It's an honor being with you. Thank y'all for coming to Lillington.
Yes, sir. We love it.
It's great having you. You got a lot of listeners down here, I promise.
So. Thank you. We love it. Thank you so much. More of the Weekend Gardener coming up here on WPTF. It's 8:40. We'll be back. Back on WPTF at J.E. Wumble. If they don't have it, you don't need it, Sue.
Amen. Amen. Good morning, everybody. Good morning.
Good morning.
Yes, ma'am. Everybody wake up now.
Yes, wake up and head on to 805 West Front Street.
If you'd been here at 8 o'clock, you would have seen a classic 57 Chevrolet.
Oh, my heart pounded.
Yes, that was Mr. Leon Powell.
That's a beautiful car. Mm-hmm. Yeah, so you see what you missed? But there's so much you can see here. But everything's on sale.
Yes. We got an extra tough sale going on. We got Carhartt going on. There's steel going on. There's tractors next door. Jason will be over later to talk about that.
All right.
And we also have Mr. Gary Pierce with one of my favorites.
Gary, isn't that nice?
Yes. Yes.
To get Sue's endorsement means a lot.
Yes.
That's right.
Yes.
That's me exactly and Gary, right.
Me that'll get you in office.
Way back.
That's super.
Yes. When I first come here, I met Gary, and he has always been Gary every time I see him. Nothing different.
Don't you have a last name, Gary? Or did you add Pierce later on?
Well, Sue, tell me about this outdoor audio.
Oh, that's your turtle boxes there. Yeah. Those are waterproof turtle boxes. If they fall in the water, and if anything happens to them, they will replace them.
Is that Bluetooth?
Yes.
You use your phone? And
yes. The sound is beautiful.
Play whatever you want through that rhythm.
Yes. They're really nice.
You can really crank it up there.
Yeah.
All right, I'm thinking about that in Myrtle Manor.
Oh, my goodness.
I named my place Myrtle Manor after 4 100-year-old crepe myrtles. Do you like crepe myrtles, Sue? Crepe myrtles?
They're beautiful. They're beautiful.
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
I'll tell you what you could do. You could keep the deer away with that.
Yes.
Yeah. Oh.
Yep. They don't like all that noise.
You play some tiger sounds out there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, Sue, everybody come on out.
Yes, come on down to J. Wombles and Son. Like I said, 805 West Front Street, and we are here to serve you.
We're here to serve.
And that they do.
Yes.
And if you want to get some exercise, just walk around this place a couple
of
times.
Yes. Yep. Just come on down and look. I mean, we've got country ham, we've got side meat, we've got cheese, we've got jams, jellies.
Oh no, we've got making local, me hungry.
We got Hello. Local honey, so just come on down.
Thank you, Miss Sue.
All right.
We need to take a call from Richard. Richard, are you on the coast or are you in Raleigh?
In Raleigh this weekend.
Okay.
It was incredibly wet last weekend. They had to close the Beaufort Farmers Market.
Yeah, I was at the beach. It was fascinating watching the topsail sound, particularly.
Oh, yeah.
And all the weather that was going on there. Sorry we didn't get enough rain out of it. We everything's so dry, but at least they got a little bit down there.
Yeah, the tennis courts became squish courts.
Oh, well. So what's going on?
Well, I've got a fair fable. It was time to judge the poultry, and an irate farmer accused the judge of, he cried foul. And the judge replied, and the farmer challenged him to a fight. And the judge replied, saying, that doesn't bother me because you're just a chicken.
That's terrible. That's weak, Richard. I'm sorry.
Oh, I love it.
Rufus laughing or Rufus laughing or not. It's just weak. If you got another
drumstick.
You got a backup.
Well, in New Bern, they invited an Egyptian family to Mumfest. That way, they could have mummies and daddies at the festival.
Well, that's great.
All right.
Let's just make everybody mad.
And just remember, at the end of the month, the Crepe Myrtles changed their identity to Crepe Myrtles.
Oh, you're sinking. It's like quicksand.
Oh, Richard.
You're great, Richard.
What would we do without you, Richard?
Well, Richard, I'm glad to know you're coming to the Super Kids. I saw that you're going
great.
To honor
oh,
us
nice.
With your presence.
Yeah.
You've been a great contributor. We're not going to mention the exact thing you did that was tremendous, but we thank you for it.
Yeah.
Well, we all have to invest in the future.
That's right. Well, Richard, thank you so much. Appreciate you holding on for so long. Did you have anything else you wish to share with us this morning? You have the floor.
Well, the only remnant tomatoes are the red snappers, and they're making a valiant last stand to my benefit.
You're still
that's
talking
great.
About that's extraordinary
Those
that you've still got tomatoes
they're
going
great
on.
Great tomatoes.
Yeah, apparently so. And they're full size. They would cover a good slice of pumpernickel.
Yep. Yep. Oh, yep. Lordy, here we go. Mike's getting on the bread kick again.
No, Rufus is the one that usually starts it with this.
So you like them pretty good, right, Richard? Those are really good tomatoes.
I like a little bit more locular fluid in the tomato, but if you're going to make a sandwich, your description earlier of being meaty, they hold up better in a sandwich environment.
That's true.
Exactly. And they're just, I think, well, the fact that they're hanging on, I mean, that right there tells you something.
Yeah.
Yep.
Richard, thank you so much.
Oh, and while you're at State Fair, if you go buy those turkey cookers, don't cry foul.
I'm not going to use the word foul ever again. Or chicken.
Well, let me ask our famous county agent here. Have you ever heard of anybody eating a tomato sandwich on pumpernickel bread?
Gary Pierce.
Go on, Gary, now. Be truthful about it.
You got me in a tight spot here. I guess we've primarily focused more on the tomatoes than the bread.
Oh,
all right. Yeah, that's a good one.
So it doesn't matter what is encapsulating the...
Right. Yeah. I mean...
The mayonnaise is important.
Now, my son would definitely argue that the mayonnaise is important. He's a mayonnaise connoisseur.
Oh.
A Dukes, so, I take it.
Very much so. Very much a Dukes.
Yeah. All right. Well, we got in all the trouble.
I'm not downing you, but I just can't believe...
Well, you downed me for drinking tea last week.
Yeah, I called him a certain name on that. But
on
a tomato
air.
Sandwich with pumpernickel bread, Richard, have you ever heard of such?
It's nothing. That, what's wrong with that?
We lost Richard.
Yeah, with Richard. So long, Richard, wherever you are.
He didn't want to get stuck between two pieces
That's
of pumpernickel,
right.
pumpernickel either.
That's right.
Rye bread. Good. We got Lewis. Hey, Lewis. Rock him out. Lewis.
Hey, y'all. How y'all doing?
Well, we're doing all right. How's everything at the is it the Tank Theater?
No, the Rocky Mount Event Center. Yeah, we're doing
Event
our
Center.
big annual kids bash for Halloween today. It's one of our biggest events. And
are you dressed up?
Oh yeah, I got my gear ready to put on and get on over there around noon. It goes from like noon to 6:30. So many children turn out. So many costumes, and it's a blast. And it's a safe environment for them. And they just absolutely love it. You guys were talking about all those outstanding young people at the beginning of the show. And I just wanted to tell you about one in particular that I know of, Maeve English. She was a D.H. Conley High School graduate. She played soccer at D.H. Conley. ECU signed her, and she played goalie at ECU for 4 years. And basically became a superstar there. I mean, she broke all the records. She had 30 career shutouts in the goal. the way I discovered her, Duke came in at number three to play East Carolina, and I was in there in my Duke gear over there in Greenville, and they held that powerhouse to one goal. They lost the game 1-0, but Maeve held them to one goal. Anyway, long story short, she graduated with honors in engineering, but within a month of graduating from East Carolina, she had signed a contract, and she has gone pro, and she's playing professional soccer on the Isle of Crete in Greece
now.
Oh, what a nice place to end up.
I know.
Beautiful.
And her first match, she got a shutout, 5-0 shutout over there. So, and by the way, too, she's the only American on the squad. Her roommate is from Paris. And I think she's got another roommate from Australia, and by the way, she was also nominated for NCAA Woman of the Year, American Athletic Conference. They won the championship in Tampa last year and brought the trophy home to ECU. So Maeve English is a name to watch. She'll probably be stateside playing pro within the next 2-3 years, guarantee you.
Wow.
Oh, that's great.
Well, yeah. Always great to hear from you, my friend.
Yeah, and go Duke, and go Duke's Mayo, too.
Yeah, amen.
That's right.
No problem with Duke's Mayo, man.
Yeah, I've had a tomato sandwich on rye bread. That's not too bad, but you got to go with that white bread. You know, you just got to go with Wonder Bread.
Well, the white bread's fine if it's got a little structure and...
Yeah, so it doesn't want it
just
floppy.
Completely
you
collapse.
Want
it
I don't want to. I don't want the thing to disintegrate. Get
all
a pull
right,
up a
well,
chair.
I'm glad you got down to Topsfield, Mike.
Say what? What'd you say, Lewis?
I said I'm glad you got down to Topsfield to see some of that wicked weather. I've been through quite a bit of that down there, but it doesn't seem to bother me as long as I'm at Topsfield, as long as it's not too tropical. Condition.
Yeah. It was nice. It was an adventure.
Well, yeah.
Take it easy, my friend.
Talk to you guys.
Great talking to you.
And everybody in Nashville says, hey.
Hey to everybody in Nashville. Thank goodness.
Bye.
I'm from Nashville, North Carolina,
okay.
Gary. So
I'm from east of there.
Are you from Edgecombe County?
Gates County.
Gates County. Yeah, wow, Gates you way County. On out there.
Way on out there, right below Virginia, Suffolk, Virginia.
The home of former Secretary of State Thad Ure.
Exactly. I've met Thad several times, and his brother was the Registrar of Deeds there. But and just as personable and zany as Thad was. I don't know if you remember Thad or not, but with the bow tie and you know, he was quite a card.
Yeah, I took his place. Now, nobody takes his place.
Well, that's true.
Right.
But
when
you assumed his position.
When I became Secretary of State.
Hold that thought.
Yeah.
We'll be back with more from J.E. Wumble & Sons here at the WPTF Weekend Gardener.